The First Amendment guarantees us the freedom to practice whatever religion we choose. For my next guest, that religion centers around cannabis. Jeremy Hall is founder of a new church in Lansing called the First Cannabis Church of Logic and Reason. This congregation held its first meeting this past Sunday. Jeremy is with us now. Jeremy Hall, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You are a marijuana caregiver and an ordained minister.
I am.
So how did you realize you wanted to really mix the two and found a new church?
Well, it kind of started because me and my wife like to do community outreach, and the cannabis community has been so supportive. My wife was diagnosed with lupus in 2010, and we just feel that there is so much that this has to offer, not just a financial level or a physical level, but a spiritual level as well. And so we decided, hey, it's been so nice to us. What can we do to kind of give back and help other people who may be using cannabis and are feeling a little ostracized from their normal spirituality?
You recently held your first service. What happened? I'm curious, what happened during the service? Were there readings, testifying? Sure. Was there singing? What did you do?
Well, we are an agnostic organization. We're non-denominational, so we don't have any religious texts that we read from. Basically, the way that it happened is for about a half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, we allowed individuals to kind of come in, mingle, get the social aspect of meeting other people who they may not believe the same thing that you believe in, but they believe in the use of cannabis. So after getting to meet some new people, we kind of settled down. I spoke for about 30 to 45 minutes, just kind of introducing the church, talking about our ideals, the things that we want to accomplish, how we plan on accomplishing those goals. Fielded some questions from some of the people in attendance. They had some really excellent ideas on how to make the service better. And as we're new, we're always trying to, do what we can to meet the needs of the community. And then afterwards, we held a potluck. So there was some nice food, medicated and non-medicated, for the guests to enjoy.
What kinds of ideas and questions did people bring?
Well, some of the questions were about making the service a little bit more spiritual. The first service, we did not start out with any kind of prayer, and some of the guests had said, hey, maybe we can work on developing a non-denominational start to the service where we can maybe just hold a moment of silence so that people can, if they choose to, try to either pray or whatever they feel they'd like to before the service. So we liked that idea. We talked about possibly holding a cannabis donation for a member in need, somebody who may be needing cannabis for medical reasons but can't afford it. So maybe allowing some of the guests to help with that, just anything that we can do out in the community.
Tell me about the choice of the name, the First Cannabis Church of Logic and Reason. What was behind that choice?
The reason that we decided on Logic and Reason is because we want to do things that are acceptable to everyone, that don't revolve around religious theology, things that we can make a difference and we can use maybe scientific principles. We can talk about doing things out in the community that just make sense, that are reasonable, that are logical. We focus on using the scientific principle of chaos theory, butterfly effect, where you can make a small change, where you can do something that you think is tiny and insignificant, but down the line they reverberate out and have such huge positive impacts. So those are the kind of things that we want to focus on, not teaching religious theology, but teaching people how to be better, how to think differently, how to perceive the world in such a way it enriches their lives.
I'm interested, why call it a church versus, let's just say, a support group?
There were obviously some legal reasons. If we are working right now to be a recognized 501c with the federal government as well as Michigan State, so they're not really doing anything for marijuana clubs. There's not any legal precedent that it's a very hot topic right now. And since we do want to invite all walks of life for people, and we view it as a spiritual experience, we decided, hey, why not call this a church? Why not? There's not a legal definition for churches. There's not a one specific type of way that people decide they want to be spiritual. So we invite everybody from all walks of life, all spiritual beliefs, to come on out and sort of a church of misfits, of people who don't subscribe to one specific religious theology but want to be spiritual and they use cannabis to do so.
What do you, Jeremy, most want the community at large to understand about the cannabis community?
Well, the biggest thing is we want to dispel the stigma that cannabis is this hard drug that ruins people's lives, that turns people into criminals, that people who use it are just bad people, and it's just not the case. People from all walks of life use cannabis, and as it becomes more socially acceptable, more and more people come out of the woodwork. We want to show people that cannabis users are altruistic, that we go out and we do good deeds, that we are a boon to the community, not a drain on it. And that's the overall goal of the church, is to change that stigma, to go out and do things in the name of cannabis and become something that is seen as a good thing in the community, not a bad.
Jeremy Hall, founder of First Cannabis Church of Logic and Reason, meeting in South Lansing. Jeremy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.